So get into a quiet space. Start getting into your breathing. I go kind of quick through this rather than the longer version. Just let your breath begin to relax you more and more. Deep rhythmic breaths, focusing on your breath, focusing on relaxing, focusing on letting go. And as you breathe in now, breathe in the golden white light. Bring that light into your body, see it spreading throughout your body so that your body is filling with light. Light going everywhere in your body. Yourself glowing with this light. You can quickly become aware of your seven chakras and the colors and the spinning of the chakras and all lined up. And also be aware of the two chakras below your body and the three that are above, and they may be coming more and more into materialization as you continue to work with them. But that's something that will come much, much later here as we move through this ascension process. They become more real to you. For now, just know that they're there. Now see or know an energy coming from the galactic central sun as an electric blue light shooting down into our solar system, throughout all the beings in the solar system, all the planets in the solar system, the many ships, and through our sun into the solar system. From the galactic central sun, an electric beam of light, or blue electric beam of light, coming down into our sun and through all of the beings in the solar system, down in through the top of your head, shooting down through your body, into the earth, down to the core of the earth, then electric blue light shooting from the core of the earth back up through your body and back to the galactic central sun, so that your body is now has two pillars of light or two beams of light coming down through it and up through it. So above, so below. Also be aware of your soul chakra, which is just above your head, one of those three that's above your head. See it as a bright white ball of light. Then be aware of the other soul chakras and people around you, if you have people around you. And if you're alone, then be aware of people in your village or your town, your city, wherever. And you can continue to spread the light out through all of those soul chakras. So in other words, connect the soul chakras with an energy beam so that all of the various soul chakras are connecting together. You really let it go, you can connect them throughout all over the planet. See them all connecting, one right after the other. As one, as you connect with one, that one connects with another three, and then that one connects with another three, and so on and so on. They're all becoming connected. Well, eventually you'll get maybe the picture that I'm getting, which is like a web of energy that's connecting at this level, at this soul chakra level. So we have the Christ consciousness grid way up above that we've been working with, but now we have this grid as well. connecting the soul's chakras across the planet. If you come across any levels of darkness, any spaces of darkness as this is happening, send the violet flame to that. Be the violet flame. Allow yourselves now to be the light. Be this light that is spreading across the planet, that is moving into each individual, everywhere that you look, becoming imbued with this light as these connections are made across the planet. That this light that you are creating now, these connections that you are creating, going everywhere across the planet, that all are being connected, all are becoming one with this light, with this love, with this consciousness. See it as a shift that is happening. As the connections continue to happen more and more, let your mind go with this. Let your visualization take over. As this light is connecting, also see the love that is moving between all beings here on the planet. All are becoming connected with the light, but also with love, for love is the light, and love and light is the love. All are one. You and we are all one. And as you see all of these connections now, now be aware also of those high above in the ships, those below in the middle and inner earth, all of those connecting as well. So you really have now so above and so below. All it's connecting as one together. The light is connecting. The love is connecting. Allow yourselves to begin to drift back towards your physical body, wherever you find yourself, come back to your body. As you move back into your body, continue to keep this visualization that you had of all of the connectedness of life here on the planet and beyond the planet. All are connected above, below, and here on the surface. Allow yourselves now to come back into your body into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda. As always, it is wonderful to be with you, to be able to share in these ways, knowing that in the not too far off future, these ways that we are sharing now will no longer be necessary. For you, each one of you, will have your own connection to those levels of consciousness beyond yours, beyond the consciousness that you are now. In other words, going to your higher level consciousness, those levels of your being that encompass the entire you. This is what you are moving toward. Everything is moving in this direction now. Everything is moving to bring you further and further along in this process, through this transition that you are moving through, and through the ascension process, eventually coming into what is being known as the transfiguration, where all of you are training, preparing to be a part of this new expression, or in many cases, the old expression that you have all been through before. You have moved through an amazing time, this year that is passing now. But I tell you now that you are moving into a more amazing time, a time that is going to, at times, bring you to your knees in terms of not understanding what is happening, not being ready for these things. Unless you are, unless you have allowed yourself to move deeply within yourself, finding that connection once again with that of your higher self, the source within you, that connectedness. If you are doing this, if you are working on this on a daily basis, then those things that come in these times ahead, as these shadows that you have been speaking of, as these shadows are coming forward back into the light, and all that is coming back into the light is preparing you for what is coming after this, what is coming along. You are certainly not alone through this. We are here with you. Your mentors are here with you, or they will be coming to be with you. All you need to do now is trust completely in the process. Trust in the process that you have been working toward, that you have been learning about, that you have been training for. And I do not speak only of training in this lifetime. You have been training for this for a long time. And those of you that are here now that have done this many times before, you have gone through these trainings before. This is what you call old hat. It is not something that is new or something that should hold you back in any way, because everything is exactly as it needs to be. And as you hear many times, it is all being orchestrated. And all that you are doing is a part of this great orchestration. It is not only us here that are doing the orchestrating. We are what you would be considered the ones that hold the wand or the stick or the maestro here. We might be considered that. But in reality, it is your higher self that is the maestro. It is your higher self that is directing the chorus within you of all of the multidimensional self that you are. And this is what is happening now and will continue to happen as you continue to move through this most amazing year that you have coming here. The one that has been for a very long time here, for eons of time that has been.
Oh,
we're
saying no more house.
Please mute your phone, please, please.
I went to church to take my pastor. He said,
I don't know what you're doing
that. Everybody close your eyes and bow your head. We get ready to pray. Everybody close their eyes and bow their head. After church, Pastor came to me from Miss Arkansas.
If you're getting ready to pray, mute your phone.
Very good. Now we can continue. Please continue to understand that all is being worked out, and you are in the cusp, you might say. You are at the vanguard. You are the vanguard that is bringing this all forward. You are the ones that are going to be and are preparing and have been training to be a part of the missions that you came here to do. You are the ones that are going to be reaching out to all of those that are coming to their own awakening. And as they come into their awakening, they are going to be looking else or outside of themselves for assistance. They are going to be looking outside of themselves for you, for those of you that have prepared for this and have realized what your missions are. And as this year moves along, you, many of you, are going to realize those missions that you are here for. You are going to know how to look within yourself and find the answers to the questions, not in asking those of us, but in asking within yourself, how do I proceed? What do I do now? How do I bring this about? Help me through this entire transition that I am moving through now. This is those questions you are going to be asking, whereas others that have not awakened yet or are just in the process of awakening are going to be asking the other questions that you have already asked. What is this all about? Why are we here? What are we here to do? What has happened to this planet or to this country or whatever it might be? Those are the questions they're going to be asking. How can we help the process? What can we do? The same questions that you have already been asking. And now many of you have received the answers. And if you have not yet received the answers, then you're not yet asking the right questions. So look within yourself and know the questions that you have to ask yourself. And as you ask those questions, you will receive the answers. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. This was said long ago, and it is as just as much a process that is needed now as it was then, and even more so as you continue to move along in this new year coming on. I am not going to speak more about this, as I will not want to take the thunder away from our dear one who serves. I am Sananda, all of my peace and love be with all of you. And I will continue to be a pillar who will be standing by you throughout this whole next year.
God bless you.
Om Mani Padme Om. Om Mani Padme Om. 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 Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Happy New Year. Are you ready for this New Year?
Yes.
Are you really ready?
Yes.
So it is going to be amazing, as Sananda has said. You have no idea what is coming. Please, no idea at all. Yes, we have been telling you and preparing you and all of these things, but all of the things that we can say and prepare you are not even going to be close to what is going to be happening here. Those things that you have been waiting for and expecting and things, these are definitely coming. And we can say without a doubt here, this New Year's Eve that you are having right now is going to be the last New Year's Eve you have in this respect.
Oh. Yay!
Oh. Hallelujah.
That is quite a statement, no?
Yeah.
We can tell you, though, that that is the case. As everything is going to happen in many respects as you move along through this year. But before we talk about what is coming, let's speak a little bit about what has already happened. Those things that you have gone through for this 2017. And even before that in your 2016. 2016 was the year, what we called the year of preparation. That was your 2016. 2017, we called the year of fulfillment. And not everything was fulfilled as you wanted it, but it is all happening. It is all being fulfilled. At this point right now, at the end of this year, much has been fulfilled. Now, what do you think the next year is going to be? We tell you, it is going to be the year of completion.
Yeah.
Now, that does not mean you are going to ascend and go up into the clouds or anything of that nature. We are not saying that. That is not the completion we are speaking of. But we are speaking of the completion of those things which you have been preparing for. When we say you, we are talking about the collective you, those of you that are in the awakening stage and those of you that are coming into the awakening stages and will be coming into the awakening stages. So what you have gone through in this 2017, in this year of fulfillment, has been miraculous in many respects. If you really look at things, look at how far you've gone. You've come here. It is amazing in many respects because you have gone from coming into this year, into the 2017, with a brand new president that you were not sure, many were not sure, was this going to be the one that is going to change things? Is this really going to be the one that's going to drain the swamp and all of this of the corruption and all of these criminal activities that have been going on? And yes, coming at bringing the out of the shadows into the light and all of this. Is that what it was going to be? You did not know that in the beginning of 2017, but look at how far this has come. You wanted disclosure, did you not? You wanted disclosure of the extraterrestrial activities and some of the secret space program and all of these things. And now at the end of 2017, you are getting it. You are starting to get it. It is coming. Maybe not to the point you might have wanted. We know that many were expecting that the president would stand there and would be flanked by Sananda and Archangel Michael. What would that have been like? Can you imagine Archangel Michael with the wings and maybe even Sana Kamaro and his white horse standing there? Can you imagine what that would have been like?
Yeah.
Well, you know what that would have been like? People would have been running for the hills. They would not have been able to handle that. You see, that could not happen. That would be way too shocking. So it has been toned down greatly to allow for those that have not yet awakened, which is the majority of the population, to allow for them to be able to ease into this. It is all about easing in, not shocking, not bringing fear. That is the old way. That is the old paradigm. We are done with the old paradigm, are we not?
Yeah,
we are done with the fear-mongering, are we not?
Yeah.
Let us move on. Let us find the love that is there within each and every one. There is a spark of love within each and every individual on the planet. And we speak of every individual. There is no one anywhere that is not, does not have that spark of love that comes from the Creator, that comes from the Source. But those ones that you know of, that we call the Cabal, we call the Dark Forces, they just do not know that they have that spark of love. It has been held back from them, or seemingly held back from them. But you yourselves have found along the way that you have never been disconnected from the Source. You only have thought you were, because that was part of the game that you were playing here. But that game is over. That is the way you need to look at this now. The game is over. You came here to play this game. You came here to forget who you were. But now it is time to remember who you are. That is what it is all about now. That is what you are moving to. So as you have moved through this past year, you have gone through tremendous changes. Again, as a collective you, not you each individual, but as a collective you, you have gone through tremendous, tremendous changes throughout the planet. Many changes have happened here in this country. Other changes have happened in some of the other countries as well. Your financial system is in the process of a complete change over here. Your medical system is in the process of a complete change over here. Your political system is definitely in the process of a complete change over here. as well as the truth embargo that has been held over you for so long, kept from you, is being broken. It is being busted wide open because you are the system busters. You are busting this system because you are saying enough is enough. Prime Creator has said enough is enough. You see, if Prime Creator says it, don't you think that's the way it's going to go? I mean, can it go any other way when you look at this? We go back to that stupid things that the cabal has tried to do to hold the sun or to hold the light from the sun from all of you. Can you imagine the audacity that they have used here to try to do this? Because they knew that that was your ascension. The sun energy would be your ascension, the energy coming from the galactic central sun. And yes, they know about this galactic central sun, and they know about the energy coming from there, and they know all about the ascension, and they have done everything they can to hold it off. Because what happens when the ascension happens? They're done. They are not in control anymore. They are not powerful anymore. They are like everyone else. And this scares them more than anything, to be like everyone else. They do not want this. They want to be the elites. But we tell you now that the elites are not going to be any longer. They are being brought down piece by piece, little by little, but they are being brought down because they must. They must be brought down because the paradigm, the old paradigm, the three-dimensional paradigm that you have been so programmed into is coming down. It has to. There is no way it can continue to hold itself up, and no way that it would be allowed to hold itself up. And we say allowed because there are so many civilizations out there, other beings out there, what you call the galactics, what we call the galactics, that are there to help this entire process. And they have been given the green light in many respects to move ahead more and to become a part of this process even more and more. Yes, they have to abide by the prime directive and not interfere with free will. They cannot do this, but they can do this if you have been asking for them to do this. And you, those of you, the light workers, have risen enough, you have awakened enough to begin to call out to all of those that are there to help so that they can come in and begin to help and assist much more. If they were not doing this, then we would not even be having this discussion with you. You would not be able to be doing it because there would be only the running for survival and all of this. That was the plan of your cabal. That was what they wanted. They wanted to have fear and survival and only that as your motivations in life. While they achieved the greatness that they believed that they were entitled to. But all of that has changed. So you are moving out of your 2017 with great momentum, amazing momentum as you move into this next year, 2018, which is going to be an amazing, fabulous, momentous year beyond anything that you have had yet. That does not necessarily mean that you are going to have the event, or you certainly could. That does not necessarily mean that everything will be exactly as you want it to be, because it will not. We have told you for some time, keep those seat belts fastened because the going is going to get a little rocky. But when we say that, we are speaking in terms of those that are not awakened yet that are going to begin to awaken. They're going to begin to come into questioning. And as they come into questioning, they are going to question those of you that are already awakened. And also, many of you are going to move through this transition in this year, and you are going to find not only your memories coming back, but your abilities. Those, what you might call extrasensory abilities, will come back to you, will begin to come back to you. Some, it is already happening on some. We have been understanding that some of you are beginning to have experiences and dream states and miraculous imaging or visualizations rather in your meditations and in your dreams and in your just your waking state, your conscious waking state, you are having amazing experiences that are beginning as you are realizing that the veil is either thinning or is not even there anymore. Yes, that same saying, there is no spoon, there is no veil. That is what we are saying now. Believing is seeing. No longer seeing is believing. You do not need to see it to believe it. Yes, we know that because of your three-dimensional paradigm programming that you must see the proof, but we tell you that the proof is there, you just need to see it. It is already there. You just need to believe it, and then you will see it. And as you believe, you will begin to create more and more as well. Those of you that have sicknesses and diseases and illnesses and all of these things, that is part of the old programming. That is what is holding you. Or rather, what is holding you is keeping you in that programming and finding that you're sick or ill or having pains and aches. Now, we're not speaking in terms of the ascension symptoms. That is something different. Now, if some of you are having those sick feelings and upset stomachs and all of these kinds of things, much of that is ascension symptoms for you, those of you that are the light workers, and even more importantly now, the light warriors. Archangel Michael spoke about that. He continues to speak about that. Be the warrior. He is a warrior. He is not a warrior, though, of battle in terms of killing and murdering and those kinds of things. He is a warrior of peace. And we are saying to you, become warriors of peace. Spread peace. Spread the light wherever you can. Talk to your neighbors if you can. If anything comes up that prompts you to begin to speak to them about some of these things, do so. Don't shy away anymore. The time for shying away is over. You hear this, people? The time for shying away is over. Speak out your knowing. Speak out your power. Speak out your light and your love. Because that is how these changes are going to continue to happen across the planet. This is how it's going to spread. And you are the ones that are spreading this. Now, in terms of predictions about 2018, we know that's why many of you have joined in here. You want to hear what's coming, and we want to tell you what's coming too. But they tell me that I am not to say too much here, but I can say some things. I have some ability or some allowance here to be able to share some things. And I will share some things with you. But before I do, please understand that predictions are nothing more than the possibility or the probability of something happening based on what is occurring right now. So looking at how things are right now, we can begin to predict in terms of what the possibility and probability of that is happening. So as we look at it from that point of view, without giving you dates and these types of things, and we will attempt very much not to use the term soon, okay? But as you are moving into this next year, expect tumultuous changes in your political system, certainly, as the Congress here in this country, as the Congress begins to be taken apart through this year, as the various political machine that has developed here, that has made the corporation of the United States is taken down. This is what the President Trump is there for. This is his purpose. This is what he came to do. And this is the reason why he is not a lawyer. This is the reason why he is not a politician, because if he had been a politician, he would have been bought just like all the others have been bought before. Now, when we say that, though, we must add back here again the idea of the president before him, President Obama. He appeared to be of the darkness. He appeared greatly to be of the darkness, but he was also of the light, and he played the role very well. He had to play this role because he had to bring about the system changes that would allow for a new president to come in, such as President Trump. Without those things that Obama had prepared, you would have never had Trump. You would have had the other one. And you know who we speak of here. We are not going to use too many names here. We attempt to not do this. But please understand, as you continue to move through this year, in the beginning especially, there are going to be many revealings that are going to come forward. Many revealings. You have been hearing of some of them in your arrests. These things are happening. These arrests are actually happening. You are not hearing of them through the mainstream media yet, but they are going to be, because the mainstream media, as you move through this year, is going to be taken back. It's going to be taken back by the forces of the light. This is going to happen. There is no way they can hold this off for too much longer, because openings in the dam are already occurring in this, in your, what was called Project Mockingbird here within the mainstream media, where all of those corporations took over the mainstream media here. So that is ending and will end here as you move through this year. We are not going to say when or how, but you will see as these revealings continue to come out, as the truth continues to come out, as more arrests happen, more of these indictments. But we will say that these indictments that are sealed indictments are going to be unsealed indictments. This is going to happen. You can even maybe have a show called Unsealed Indictments. That was a joke.
We'll love it.
Anyway, here, as you continue to move through this, you are going to see advances in your medical system. Your medical system is going to change drastically as you move through here, because of your pharmaceutical system is going to be taken down as well. This is coming down. There is going to be major shifts here. You are already beginning to see this in your corporations. If you look closely, you will see that there are many of the what are called CEOs that are resigning everywhere from the major corporations, because they realize that the major corporations are not going to be anymore. They are not going to be able to be a part of the republic. They can only be a part of the corporation of the United States. They cannot be a part of the new republic or the old republic, however you want to look at this. Now, so far, we have only been speaking about this country. There are going to be many changes that are going to happen throughout the world. Your EU, your European Union, is going to be brought down also. This is going to happen. We are not going to say necessarily when in this next year, but it is all part of the process. Began with Brexit and is going to continue with Spanx and all of the other italics and whatever you want to call them. They are all going to be brought out of this European Union, and it is going to be a continuous process there in the Europe and in other areas of the world as well. All of this is happening and will continue to happen. And why we say keep those seatbelts fastened? Because it is going to be quite rocky for many of the world population. For you even, it will be as well, because you will wonder at times what is happening, because it will be happening so fast, so quickly. We have spoken of dominoes falling before, and those dominoes have begun to fall. You have not seen the big one yet that is really going to begin to topple them all, but the small ones have begun. And it began with the declaration of the President Trump that there was going to be these indictments and all of this, where you signed this executive order. This was a big thing, as well as the the opening of the dialogue between in the disclosure movement of the ET, extraterrestrial movement here. All of this is a part of this process that is happening and will continue to happen. And there is nothing that can stop it now, nothing that can hold it back. Those that are the dark forces, those of the cabal, are continuing to try to hold it back as much as they can. They are doing their various shenanigans wherever they can, but they are ignorant. They do not understand what this is all about. All they understand is control and power and being where they've always been before. But they do not understand the power of the light. And this is their undoing. This is what is going to bring them down. And this is what is going to turn many of them toward the light. It is already happening, but it is going to happen much, much more as we move through this year. Because they are going to realize, if they have not already, that their time is over. And it is now the time for the light to be completely back here on the planet. We are getting an indication here that we can continue just a little bit more here. And then we will take questions here. Can tell you that as you continue through this year, there are going to be certain things that are going to develop. You are going to also move toward changes within your school system. Those things which have made your school system so disciplined and so rigid, and all of this, what is the core values? That is something that is going to be released and let go of here. It is not something that continue, because it is damaging to the children. It is damaging to their self-esteem, to their continued learning process, to be rigid and held in place, to be in the box. Those of you, the light workers, you and warriors, you know that you need to be out of the box, right? Yes. Who wants to be in the box anymore? Raise your hand if you want to be in a box. Do you? No, you don't want to be in a box. You want to be allowed to be free and roam throughout not only the planet, but the universe. And this, yeah, there you go. This is where you are going. You are going to be able to be doing that. We're not saying in this year you are going to be in a ship and traveling throughout the universe, but maybe that's possible. Maybe it will move along that quickly that you will be able to do that. Maybe those of you that are being trained here within this group, and this is a hint, people, those of you that are being trained here within this group are being prepared for those contacts to also be a part of your expression, your individual expression and your group expression. And if all goes according to plan here, you will be having those meetings with those that are ready to experience this with you. So this is something that you can look forward to, something that is a part of the expression that is planned in this next year and beyond. But that is not to say, and we must always reiterate this, that is not to say that you sit back and wait for these things to happen. You must take action and make them happen. Say what you want. Do those things that you need to do in your life to experience your life now. Don't wait to experience your life tomorrow, because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So experience your life now. Be in your life now, in the moment now, and enjoy every single moment that you can, because you don't know what the next moment is going to bring. Now we will take questions here. Are there any questions here? We apologize. We were going to have the Robin Williams on here, but this has been preempted for the time being.
That's okay.
question.
Yes.
And this relates to the question earlier about anything happening December 21st. I had a miracle happen in my life that started here in one of these meetings where I heard a woman say she was walking in her garden, her snow-covered garden, wishing for roses. And she'd go out every day and wish for a rose. And one day she went out and there was a big pink rose. And I thought, why doesn't something like that happen to me? Yeah, I want an amazing thing like that. And so a few days later, I'm sitting at my desk on my computer, and I need a pen. So I reach out, and instead of grabbing a pen, I open a drawer where I keep my travel visa and birth certificate, you know, all my legal documents. And there's a batch of tissue paper. That doesn't belong there. I didn't put it there. And so I reach in and pull it out. And inside that, there were two sheets of tissue paper that looked like they'd been very well worn. But anyhow, there were seven crystal stones within that bag or pouch. Well, it wasn't even a pouch. It was just the two layers of tissue paper. And I immediately, of course, thought of the rose and thought, oh, so this is my turn. So, and three of them are the size, the face of maybe a 50 cent piece, beautifully faceted.
Wow.
One is red,
beautiful.
One is white, and one is blue. Oh, red, white, and blue. And of course, it came to me, this is for healing United States of America. And then there were five smaller ones, or let's see, five,
four.
Maybe six. Oh, I don't know. Anyhow, they related to my soul rate color and the work that I do, plus two crystal hearts. And that was the package. I mean, and it was a whole package. And they said, at midnight, be sure you activate these. You remember several months ago, the master said it's time to start working with crystals again. And people know who you are that have done it. And I knew, because I have worked with them for years and years and years and helped to activate them and all that stuff. And so anyhow, this is now, if I'm interpreting this correctly, and I guess that's my question, do I understand properly how to use these wondrous sacred objects that I thank God and infinite love and intelligence for?
We can tell you about this is what we said earlier about abilities and abilities that are coming forward in many of you, and in some respects all of you, as you continue to move through this transition process. You are going to have these various abilities come back to you. This particular ability and that one that spoke of with the rose, that one had an ability to work with live plants and to grow plants when this one wanted to, when it needed to, when she needed to, at other lifetimes previously. She has worked with this. Just as you yourself who are asking this and working with this particular experience, you yourself have had these experiences before. You have been able to not only materialize various objects and these types of things, but to then work with these objects as you needed to. You could materialize the crystals as you did in Atlantis, and you were able to then work with these crystals in the manner that was needed at that time. Now, understanding that, you are coming back to this. You have materialized at an unconscious level or subconscious level here. You have materialized this because it is time for you now not to necessarily begin to work with crystals, because as you say, you have already been doing this, but it is time for you to realize that you are a crystal wizard.
Exciting.
So what is a crystal wizard?
Ha! Now that is something for you to look into.
Oh,
you won't find it on Google, I can tell you this, but you will be able to look more into this and understand what we speak of when we say this. You have the ability and will have the ability more as you work with this, in working with these crystals in various ways. One is in healing processes. They are very important because they are transducers of energy and they are conductors of energy. So you can utilize these crystals and be able to bring energy through you and through the crystal, and the crystal amplifies the energies. You see? Yeshua did not need the crystals to be able to do this because he was already crystalline within himself at that time as he moved in through that healing process that he worked through. But you yourself have not yet moved into the crystalline process yet. You are doing so. You being the collective you, all of you are beginning to do this more and more without your knowing it yet. You cannot look in the mirror and say, oh, look, I'm turning into crystal. That is not going to happen. You cannot take a microscope and put your finger under it and see all the crystals there. That is not going to happen. You cannot go into the doctor's office and have an MRI, and he looks at it, the MRI, and says, oh, my goodness, this person is turning into crystal. That is not happening in that respect. But you are coming into the remembering of working with the crystals and, as we say, being a crystal wizard.
Oh, may I offer
Thank
something?
You.
Yes, please do.
The word that comes to me is affinity.
An affinity with it, yes.
And so that the wizard is one that can know the crystal at that level, that they become one with the crystal.
Yes. Wonderful.
Yeah,
there is your Google right there.
Wow. Yeah, thank you, Google. Really.
Very good.
Thank you.
We appreciate the question and your experience, because it is very apropos for what is coming in this next year, for many of you are going to experience this. Some of you are already experiencing many, what you call miraculous changes in your lives in terms of healings that have happened. Those that have attended these sessions, these advances that we have conducted with you, some of you have gone off with miraculous healing, what you call miraculous. We do not call miraculous, though. We call it science. It's all a part of science here. A different science than you are used to, but it is science. And you will find that as you continue to move through this transition and into your ascension, you will understand that which we speak of now. Are there other questions here?
Yes, this is Cheryl. I have a question. What is the probability of the IRS being dismantled within the next 4 months?
The probability of this happening within 4 months is not very strong, but the probability and the possibility of this happening within this whole next year is very strong. So this is how we can answer that at this point. Your IRS, as you are understanding it, will not be the way it is now. It cannot be, because as the corporation of the United States, so too do all the parts of that corporation. And your IRS is a part of this corporation that has enslaved the population here. Not the elites, but the population.
Thank you.
One who serves. I have a question for you about the personal year of 2018 being 11 and how that works with our chakras, our everything that's being activated in our mission work. Could you enlighten us on the gateway that is approaching, the supermoon, things of that nature from a cosmic level? Thank you.
Yes, your 2018 is, as you are saying, if you look at it in terms of a numerology, it is an 11. And that is a master number. And that is, as you are saying, a gateway. What is it a gateway to? It is a gateway into higher consciousness. It is a gateway into allowing for higher consciousness to come in, for the connection for you to make to your higher consciousness. That is what this is all about. Opening the gateways within yourself, not so much the gateways around the planet, although that will happen, the portals and all of this will also happen, but we are speaking of the gateways within yourself into higher consciousness or connecting with those higher levels of your consciousness. This is what is symbolized by the 11 or the 1-1. And when you bring the 11-11 together, as many of you have in the past, many of you have been seeing this, this is that gateway that is being shown here to you, or rather being remembered by you. Because this is important. Those of you that are having this connection, having this synchronicity happening in your lives, where you are seeing the duplication of numbers and all of these things, is an indication or a DNA download, you might say, that is coming into you to continue to move you, this process, or you within this process along.
Thank you so very much for that discourse. So enlightening. Appreciate it. Happy New Year, everyone.
Yes.
Can I talk to you?
Yes, please do.
What comes to mind for me is how a master thinks. And that we all have potential to be have mastery over ourselves and mastery over our domain. And it requires that we shift the way that we think about who we are.
Yes. Very good. Yes. Wonderful. Only difficulty is to believe it. That is important here. If you believe it to be difficult, it will be difficult. If you believe that you cannot heal, you will not heal. If you believe that you are slow at learning, you are slow at learning. If you believe that you cannot see, you cannot see. You see? That was not, was that a pun?
Maybe.
Kind of.
Other questions here?
One who serves, was Yeshua using the practice of Reiki in his healing? Was it taught to him or did he teach it?
Both. It was taught to him and then he also taught it as well to his disciples and to those that were companions that were following in his ministry at that time. But there is so much that has been omitted, left out of the story that you have not received fully. So much that has been shifted and changed in the narrative that has been given you over time here, because it has been a part of the programming. If he were here to share with you those things which he said and what he meant by what he said that has been changed drastically over the many reiterations that had these sayings have gone through. In other words, as these were written down long ago and they were written down from memory to begin with or from a channeling source that happened at that time, and then as they were reiterated as stories to others, you know what happens to stories as they are told over and over and over again. The beginning part of the story is lost at the end, you see? or the story, the meme, even maybe the meaning within the story is lost at the end as it is told over and over again. How many times has your Bible been rewritten over and over and over and lost in the translation as it has gone through? Even as the translation has gone from the original Aramaic language into your English and the other languages and all of this, it has been changed and shifted and altered purposely in some cases, in many cases actually, that it is no longer resembling what it was meant to be in the beginning, what was initially said. Just as when you hear these words come through this one James, you hear them at this time, but can you repeat them 2 years from now?
Yes.
You see? You see how difficult that is to have the continuance of the truth continue to move along when there is all these distractions, all these parts of programming that come into this and want to change these great mysteries or these great discourses and revealings that were given back then through by Yeshua. You see? This answer your question.
How do we get to know that? How do we get to know what the truth was?
You get to know what the truth was by going within yourself. That is the only way you can do it. You cannot hear it from another being, even through those of us that are considered the ascended masters. We can tell you these things, but they are not going to fully resonate within you, and you are not going to fully remember them until you are going within yourself and your higher self, the source within you, brings the knowings back to you. And we always reiterate by back to you, remembering. This is not anything new to any of you. And we say, none of you, this is new to. You already have all of these answers. They are just not here within your conscious knowing self at this point. But they are coming back. You are going to experience in this next year predominantly, you are going to find that one day you will wake up, and as the one that spoke about the crystals, you will wake up and open a drawer and there will be crystals. Or you will wake up and you will have these memories flooding back into you and, wow, I really was Cleopatra, or whatever it might be, you see? You will really understand who you have been before, and we're being funny here. We're not being really serious about that. Although one of you may have been Cleopatra out there, that is possible. But and there are so many aspects of who you have been before as well. This is why some can say they are Lady Nada or Mary Magdalene or whatever it might be. And they really may be that because they are an aspect of that. Even though Lady Nada may be coming through this one James or another, and you say, well, how can that be Lady Nada coming through this individual here when this one over here says she was Lady Nada or is Lady Nada or whatever it is? And you see, both are correct. Both can be because there are many aspects of the same of the whole here. Okay?
Okay.
Yes, thank you. That's wonderful. Thank you for your answer. Thank you.
I have a question.
Before we go on here, we must say we did never hear that this was being recorded. Is anyone recording this?
It never said it.
Is anyone out there recording this on their phone or anything of this nature?
No. I tried and it wouldn't work.
I will start recording right now.
is a shame, because there was quite a bit of information that was given here that would have been very beneficial to those of you out, or rather those that were not a part of this call that would have benefited from this. So what we will do in this respect is we will attempt to reiterate or repeat this as best as we can in your next session on the Sunday that you come together. We will attempt to do this. It will depend on the energy that is there in the room and the energy that is here within this one James as we speak through him. Now, are there other questions here?
I have a question. One who serves, you spoke about, you answered the question about the IRS maybe being dismantled next year, and I was wondering if there's a potential for a revaluation or abundance program for the light workers and for the masses in 2018. So I'm asking about potential for a financial, I think you know what I'm saying. I just want to know if there's some kind of a potential for help financially for people, light workers.
The potential is certainly there. The possibility and probability is certainly there. Whether it will happen or not, we cannot fully say, but everything is indicating, yes, you're going to have that, and you're not going to have to wait until the end of the year or anything of this nature. It is being in the process now, being worked, and it is all a part of all of the other facets that are needing to come together at the same time. And it is part of the movement toward the event as well.
Could the event be happening in 2018?
That is also a possibility and a probability here. But we cannot say for certain that you will have the event, but you will have many, many events leading up to it. That is what we can say here.
Thank you so much.
What do you say? I have a question.
Here is what we are being directed to say here. Much of it depends on the awakening community, on the awakening masses here, whether it will be ready for the event or not here in this next year. In other words, if you do your jobs, if you become the warriors, as we are saying, and begin more and more to spread the light, and don't think in terms of, what can I do? I'm just one individual person. What can I do? If you are thinking that way, then you're right. You won't be able to do a whole lot. But if you are realizing, as we realize, the immenseness that is within you, the immenseness of the consciousness that is within you, then you will be able to do great deeds throughout this next year, because you will be the ones that will be spreading the light. And as you spread the light, those that are awakening to the light as it is coming to them will begin to do so as well. And this is how it continues to spread from one individual to another. And say it is by word of mouth as you continue to go. And word of mouth, in these cases, in your time frame now, becomes your internet. You see? And much, as you are already finding, much is being transferred, much light is being transferred through your internet. And before anyone even asks, is the internet going to be brought down by the cabal? No, that is not going to happen. Even though you have had a indication that they are attempting to control the internet and all of this, this will not be fully allowed here. It will be stopped.
Wonderful.
That is good news. Thank you so much about that. I had a question about the Mandela effect. I've been paying attention to the different glitches in the matrix. Can you elaborate changes that we're making on a collective or individual basis that's affecting the hologram of the matrix, if that's something that you can enlighten us on.
You speak of hologram of the matrix. Many may not understand quite what you are referring to, but we can say that, yes, you are within a hologram. A hologram has been created here, and it is a hologram that is holding you here in the three-dimensional state as you are moving through this transition. It is needed to have this here for the Earth, for Gaia, to hold this hologram for you to move along through, be able to move through this matrix and eventually be able to escape the matrix. The matrix being the three-dimensional illusion or this hologram. Now, to understand this more fully, you have to look at how Gaia, Mother Earth, has moved ahead, has moved along in the into higher dimensional frequency. And she is there now, and she is holding a place for you. But eventually, and we will not say when eventually will be, we will say someday, okay? But as you are moving through this this transition and moving through these times in this we'll just say, as you are moving through this transition, you are going to find that the Earth, Mother Earth herself, is holding this open for you, but eventually she will not be able to hold it any longer and will not be allowed to hold it any longer. And this will be the point of demarcation, where those of the light will move on and those of the dark will not move on, and those who are not wanting to move on will not move on as well. You see?
Understood. Thank you.
So one who serves, will everybody be made aware that they need to make a conscious choice to either move on with the light or not?
When you say a conscious choice, you have to look at the idea that they have already made their choices in many respects. Many have come into this life having already made those choices. Now, as you, or as those of you that come into your the higher level of consciousness as you move through this transition, you will begin more and more, or those will begin more and more to realize that they are a part of this higher consciousness, that they are a part of the light, and that they want to continue to move on into the higher vibrations and therefore into the higher dimensions here.
You spoke of 11 being like a symbol of a gateway to higher consciousness. I was just wondering, in all like the mystery schools and all of their column and pillar symbolism, the two pillars side by side, is that what that is standing for?
And say that, yes, because all of the various occult, meaning unknown, occult knowledge that has come forward and been used by those of the cabal, those of the dark forces, they have known of these symbolization symbols. They have known of the power within these symbols, and they have utilized them for their own purpose. The swastika of the Nazis is the perfect example here. This was a wonderful symbol of light and love and learning and experience that has been used in the past, and it was changed drastically to mean something entirely different by those who took it and utilized it for their own purposes.
Well, yeah, I can absolutely believe that, because it seems like pretty much everything of the light, whether it's our symbols, our words, whatever, they turn everything, they make a dark version, and they take it over. And I just see that with literally everything.
said everything.
Yes. Are there other questions here?
Yes, I have a question. Can you provide more, could you provide more clarity on sort of the 144,000 and sort of the spreading of the light? Because it seemed like in the advance, part of our job, so to speak, was to speak out and sort of spread the light and awaken others that could perhaps be in the 144,000. And I'm just kind of wondering if you could weigh in on that versus the importance of awakening the masses as a whole.
First, in order to awaken the masses, the 144,000 must first be awakened as well. And once they are fully awakened, then they can begin to assist and awaken all the others. Now, with that understanding, know that many of the 144,000 have already awakened, and many of those that came after the 144,000 in terms of other waves of light that came to this planet, those also, many of those have been awakened. But that is where your mission comes in, not you, the one who has asked this question specifically, but all of you, the collective you, that's where your mission comes in to help to awaken all of those as well. In order to awaken, you need to look at yourself as a sheep herder, that you are herding the sheep, bringing the sheep back to the flock. That is what your mission is. That's what Yeshua came here to do, and that is what you are now tasked to do as well, if you accept it. It's like your mission impossible. If you accept it, then you will be able to do it. But it is perfect. Not an impossible mission.
It so you would say that...
Mission. Yes?
So you would say it's more important to focus on spreading the light throughout the masses from sort of this group's point of view?
As much as you can, as much as will be allowed to do as you continue to move forward. Think of yourself as a way shower, a forerunner that is moving along and preparing the way for all to come. Really, in many respects, you are preparing the way for the second coming. Think of it in that respect. You are all John the Baptist and preparing the way for Yeshua, or in this case, the Christ consciousness to come within the planet, to all within the planet.
Perfect. Thank you so much for answering. Thank you.
Anything further now before we release channel?
I have a comment.
Yes.
I want to clarify what it is to be awakened.
Yes.
And the way I want to clarify that is we cannot influence others to become awakened with our words. We have to do it by example.
That is correct.
And I think people think they can talk others into being awakened when we must become awakened through our example.
That is correct. First, you must be awakened within yourself, and then you can assist others. If you want to teach, you have to embody what you teach.
Agreed.
And teach what you embody, yes. But that is also not to say that words are not important. Words are very important if they are backed by the spirit behind the words.
That is true.
Understand this?
Yeah, most words come out of programming.
Most do, but you are not most. So there.
There you go.
Anything further here?
Thank you very much.
Then we are going to release to another. You know that he would not go quietly into the night here. So he is going to come in here and just finish this out, you might say. We appreciate the time that you gave us here that we could share in the ways that we have here. It is very important as you continue to move into this year to remember who you are.
Gratitude.
Greetings to you.
Greetings.
It's always wonderful to be with all of you. We're always so excited to be with all of you, to experience this, to be a part of your expression, and to bring our expression to you. That is important. And we do everything that we can to bring our expression, not in terms of being a master, although that is wonderful. And when you become a master, that will be wonderful as well, because you are being trained to be the masters. You are being trained to be the mentors. We've spoken many times about mentors coming to you, but you are going to be the mentors going to others. How's that for an expression here, you see? So just everything is going wonderfully. You are going wonderfully. Just allow for the process to continue to move through you, within you, and move through your being, because that is what you can do now. That is what you can be a part of as you are doing all that you can to become the warriors, the peaceful warriors that you are all meant to be. Shanti, peace be with you.
Man,
I wish some of that was recorded.
Probably before you do a session, you have to find out who's recording.
Yeah.
That's a shame. I didn't think about it. I'm sorry.
A lot of people think when they love themselves that it's an ego thing or it's narcissistic. And so they can't say that they love themselves, or they don't know what love is, to love themselves. And a mastery, in my book, we all are masters anyway. We came here as one of the 144,000. We're already masters. And let's get a definition of what a master is. I don't know. I'll have to look it up. But it's not as big and high as we may think it is, I don't think. To me, you all are masters. Every one of you. I say that we are still in 3D, but we are moving out fast. And that's thinking kind of like we're still in the matrix, in the 3D, but I really feel that, like the one who serves says, this year is really going to be the big year. And I do have a lot of numerology behind this year. As you know, with this number bit, but he is really correct and much more than I could ever say, because I don't know what he knows. But I will say that we came down here already a master for us to be able to come now and be chosen after we volunteered. It's not loving ourselves narcissistic. That's an abnormal love for self.
I have that.
Take the microphone.
Jesus told us what it is to be a master. He said that you can do all of these things that I have done, you can do, and even better.
That's
and
right.
The other line is that we are created in God's image. And if that's not perfection, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
And a lot of people say, well, there's nobody's perfect. Well, we should be. We should strive to acknowledge our perfection.
Yeah, I just heard, if you want to get out of the matrix, become Neo.
Become what?
Become Neo. Neo. If you want to get out of the matrix, become Neo.
From that movie.
Yeah. I think all of us in this Ancient Awakenings group, absolutely, we know our value. We know that we love each other. We know we love ourselves. I don't feel that any of us in this group here are feigning any kind of ridiculous belief system that we don't actually know who we are and our value. I think we all know our power and our self-love, right?
Agreed.
Absolutely.
Not to the point though that the one who serves and the others are talking about. They're saying really come to know who you are.
Remember.
What I was referring to. I meant deep self-knowledge and love.
Not consciously, we don't.
Yeah, most of us have not come to that at a conscious level, because if we had, we wouldn't be in the matrix anymore. We'd be beyond it.
We have wings.
We'd be ascended, basically. So, you know,
it's a nice concept, you know.
Yeah.
So,
you know,
but we're moving in that direction.
Sure. So a master does not have the capacity to entertain doubt. That's when you know.
Oh, that's good.
Become a master.
That's very good.
You know, when you started, Joanne, talking about mastery, and, you know, we're all in tune with that. To some level, we are mastering the physical level, mastering, let's say, our ego itself, mastering our remembrance that we're multidimensional. So at a higher consciousness level, we're connecting back through this meditation, through these crystals, through these calls, through various things, modalities that we're using, numerology, et cetera. But these are the things that are helping us to remind us that we're masters of love. We're masters of love. And we incarnated here because we volunteered and it was approved that we have the capacity to love, and to love as we are beings of love, beings of light. And so, yes, we are walking through this remembrance of who we really are.
Really?
Beloved gods and goddesses, we have told you before, and we have told you all along, you are realized gods and goddesses. You have the knowingness within you. Every time we mention the term gods and goddesses, your insides leap for joy, because they are in alignment with the gods and goddesses of who you are. Remember, your gods and goddesses, reiterate this every time we speak. And the reason for that is because your mind needs to be to receive the message that you're all gods and goddesses and healers. Yes, you're all healers as well. There's no reason for you to be ill at all. There's no reason for you to be under the weather at the time. Because you are gods and you are goddesses, and gods and goddesses do not become ill.
Mm-hmm.
They are powerful beings. They are all powerful, all knowing, and this is you. All of you have the capacity within you to be Gaia's healers, which is what you are. And many of you unrealized that you are still Gaia's healers, or Terra Christus healers. You all have this power within you. Don't let anyone ever tell you otherwise, that you do not have power, because you do. You have always had the power. It was given to you at birth. So there should be no reason why you should be in ill health. at all. Now, do not worry, do not waver, or fret.
Thank you.
That was
everyone,
wonderful.
Everyone, this is our beloved Father God, Zora, speaking. Zora, I love you. I am so excited that you spoke.
Yes.
And
yes,
know that
I
you
recognize.
Are there.
Oh, my God. I recognized him right away.
Yes.
Yes. Thank
yes.
you.
The beloved
I love
Zora.
You so much, Zora. Yes. Thank you.
Wow. I thought I recognized
yes.
that voice.
Yep.
Yes.
For sure.
I can't believe it just came right in.
So that was, I can't remember, who's the one that channels Zora?
Billy.
It's his
Billy.
Son now, Billy.
Well, Jane, her name is, well, Jane is the host of the like radio show, but it's Zora's son, it's Zora's son daughter, Zora.
Billy Ray. Billy
yeah, it's a Zoraya, and it's a who does the channeling.
Well, he was on the phone.
I think he's still trying to come through.
Very
wow, I wish we were recording this. Billy, are you on the phone?
Please do that. Mute. Shoot your phone. I'm making all kinds of noises. Wow. Come on.
Yeah.
Stop now. That's enough. Enough is enough.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, thank you. If you're still on the phone, thank you for allowing that to come through. Yeah, it was,
yeah.
I did sound like Zora. That's
yeah,
who I thought of
right
away.
I was thinking
yes,
Zora.
That was a yeah, true blessing.
That was very good. Good timing.
I have no idea.
That is weird.
No idea.
Well, that got me excited. I'll tell you what, that just made my 2017. Is it, what time is it? I have no idea. I've lost track of time, but I'll tell you what.
It's
2018 now.
Yeah.
It's
that recorded
on
as well.
On the East Coast or whatever, but yeah. So, wow,
there,
that was great.
There is going to be a call tomorrow. Zora's going to have a call tomorrow. So if you want to look at his site, you'll see. That's
yes.
Tomorrow. There's going to be a call.
He said it was, I guess it's going to be his last, quote unquote, call.
Yeah. I don't quite know what that means, but we'll find out, I guess.
Does anybody know how he was able to call?
Well, his son, daughter, Zoraya, is incarnated as a surface human, and that is who Zoraya calls in to Jane's radio show, and so I'm thinking maybe probably Zoraya called into our show, but believe me, Zora can do some pretty amazing things because I'm pretty sure he's the one who appeared on my television, who literally interrupted whatever television show was on and spoke this message to me. And so to join our call is nothing for Zora. He is literally, he says he's Father God, and I believe he's Father God. And anyway,
hello?
So yeah. So I was asking.
Toto.
It was a good message. It was a very good message. So, and it was
yes,
perfect
yes.
timing for it. So,
yes.
I really appreciate it. If you're still on the call, I really appreciate your allowing that to come through, Zoraya. And appreciate that you were joined us on the call to begin with. Didn't even know you knew about Ancient Awakenings.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. Well, it's been a wonderful call. I hope you all got a lot out of it. Hope you learned something, not only about, you know, what's coming in 2018, but where we've come from as well. And not only just from this call, but I hope, you know, we're all really understanding exactly what Zora said, that we're all gods and goddesses, and we always have been, and we always will be. So, I don't know,
yep,
I'm ready to end the call if you guys are. Is everybody at a good place to end the call?
I'm ready.
Everybody complete?
It's complete. 2018.
Complete.
Yeah,
well,
all right.
I don't know about you, but I'm ready to have a drink, and I'm ready to party, because it's not over here yet. It's only 10:30 here, so New Year's Eve. So Mary Lou's going to join me in drinking, I know that for sure, and I'm sure several others here will as well, so we're going to have a good time, and we're going to party, and... We're going to party like it's, what's that 1999. Yeah, we're
going to
party like it's 1999.
Happy New Year.
Fun,
2018 for some of us already.
Yeah, happy New Year, everybody. I love y'all.
Yes.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Much love.
Happy New Year.
Love, love, love.
Hold on a second, I forgot to say, while all of you guys are on the phone, just wanted to let you know that the PIN number will be changing. It's going to be changing, so the one that you have now will not work next Sunday. So I'm going to, you know, be getting that out to everybody this week. Okay? That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Can I have a radio show next Sunday?
Rest of the night, and we'll see you next week.
Going to have the radio show next
week. Gratitude and love. See you next week.
Yeah, next Sunday, Dog Talk Day. Nobody needs a pen.
Yeah, well, I'll talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Santa Monica.